you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today. Hey, everybody! Hi. We are back.
We're back from our couple weeks of spring break slash hiatus, whatever you want to call it. But we're here back once again live on the old YouTubers and everywhere else, wherever we're live streaming this. So
we took such a break that we put out three times more content than we normally do while we were away.
This is the hardest we've actually ever worked. No, I'm kidding. It's a lot harder than that.
It really is, and we didn't do shit.
So, I mean, what did we review, like two, three songs?
Yeah, it was six while we were gone.
Yeah.
We normally do two.
Yeah, we took a little diversion on a couple of them, too. You know, watching, you know, rock and roll sort of like crossover into the world of like EDM, like electronic dance music and festivals and stuff for the couple of Friday shows that we did. Those are fun and interesting, I'd say.
Yeah, that was different. It was interesting, but fuck it, we had fun. It was spring break. We didn't really lose anybody. I'm kind of surprised with the numbers we got, so thank everybody that watched those six episodes while we were gone. But now today we've got a lot to talk about, man. We're going to talk about some shit that went down while we were gone that we didn't get to talk about at the time. Of course, we're joined by the brilliant musician here, Ian, is going to be with us, and Caputo doesn't know this. I've told Ian that he's playing a game, but this is the first Caputo's heard of it. We're bringing back a game for only the third time in the history of this show, and it's a popular one that you guys liked both other times that we did it. So,
I'm thinking what I think it is.
Well, you'll find out in a little bit, but for now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Guns of Radio podcast, motherfuckers. Hey, everybody. Say, Dave. That's what we should do. We should do.
Oh, you're cutting out, dog.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this is not just me, thank God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I lost all my co-host. God damn it.
I do want to say, if you can hear me right now, that ISP has been to my house three times while I was on spring break trying to get that problem fixed.
Yeah, man, internet in the States is such a blight, you know, from what I hear.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'd get better signal if I used a VPN and made them think I was somewhere else.
I don't know. You should pay money anyway, you know, just as a charity. Consider it a charitable donation to the VPN companies, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to take up charitable donations. You should also give a charitable donation over on our Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. At least then you get to watch movies that rock.
The last one we did was a pretty good one, too.
Oh, yeah, Pride's up now. That released on Friday. So I don't remember what the next one's going to be. I forgot to write it down.
Oh, it was my pick, actually. You'll find out if you watch movies that rock. I'll tell you off the
air. That's right. Make them go pay for it. Good idea, Chris. Yeah. Good man.
So you'll like find what we're going to do on the next one. Just check out the Patreon, guys. You get like a week free, and then if you like what you see there, you pay whatever. It's like $4.99 a month for early access to this and Shotcast.
That's just the coffee, right? It's just the coffee per month.
It's literally one Starbucks less coffee. Than that. You can make a sacrifice, honey. You know, you can not pay for the whip on your fucking latte, okay? And, you know, pay for our fucking Patreon, because...
Dude, what Starbucks are you guys going to where you can get some shit for $2? Because I always spend like $8 in that motherfucker.
Well, it depends. I don't know if you're getting like a shot of espresso. It's probably like the least expensive thing you can get there besides maybe like a cup of water, which usually is free, I would assume.
I will have a water in with an espresso in it.
Yeah, water with one lemon wedge.
And a
last time I was at Starbucks was like, I don't know, over a year ago. I don't go there at all because it's also expensive and I don't drink coffee. So
and it's
no
not that good. McDonald's is better.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. McDonald's, like their McCafe coffees and shit they have in the morning are better than Starbucks. Now, they probably cram them motherfuckers full of sugar. But, I mean, you know, whatever.
McDonald's. Oh, the Starbucks coffees aren't exactly free of sugar. You know, have you seen the calorie count on some of these bitches, you know?
Yeah.
They've got your half your daily intake in calories in like one frappe or whatever.
Okay, you got to remember, though, there's certain things you got to remember when you're counting calories, okay? My morning coffee doesn't count, okay?
Right.
Because that's part of what's keeping
classic
me out of jail.
Weight Watchers advice.
Okay. This is Dustin Bones Weight Watchers advice. And if you take one look at me here, you can tell that I'm the person to listen to when it comes to losing weight, okay? So the first thing, you know, coffee, your breakfast and your coffee, none of that counts, okay? So go ape shit for breakfast. You're going to burn it off anyway. So go ape shit on breakfast. And then you eat real quick and then go to sleep real quick. At the end of the night, your body forgets about it, okay? So those carbs don't count either. They'll all come out in your morning BM the next day. So that's two really good pieces of weight loss advice. And third, never exercise. That's the last thing you want to do. When you exercise, it takes all of the good nutrients and puts them into your sweat. And then you just have to eat more to replace them. See, the trick is you don't want to burn a lot of carbs, okay? Because then you just keep getting hungry and putting more carbs in there, okay? So
that's actually kind of true. So yeah, that isn't fully wrong. And then the final piece is that you take Ozempic.
Right.
That's the final piece in the puzzle. Like, you ignore all the good advice, you don't exercise, and then you take that fucking drug, and then it's all good.
See, the only thing that I would ever be hesitant about losing weight, unless, of course, if something happened and it was like my blood pressure started getting really bad and I knew I had to for health purposes, it would all be, I don't feel like, I've been fat so long that if I did lose weight, I would have all of this extra dangly skin everywhere. And I can pull off the fat guy look when a lady is around. Like, I know what parts to accentuate and how to make myself look good without all the clothes on. However, that's a little harder to do if I take my shirt off and then my tits are hanging down past my belly button. And then, oh, by the way, my belly button is almost touching my knees because of the excess skin. It looks like I'm melted, like you left me in the sun too fucking long. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when people lose weight and shit, start getting that saggy skin when they've been fat for a long time. That scares me more than being fat. But I will say, skinny people are scientifically have bigger penises than fat people, because like you get like, I forget what the ratio is, but you get like an extra inch for every like 30 pounds you lose or some shit like that. So I do envy that. That would be cool.
It's just that the fat and the skin covers it, kind of. It's not.
Yeah. But then, see, I'd have all the excess skin going down, so you couldn't see my new big penis, and that was right.
My new big penis. Why is that right, the title of a TLC?
It's not really.
I love how we had two people tune out when I said my new big penis.
Yeah. You saw a 90 Day Fiancé. Now here's a new hit TLC reality show. My new big penis. And somehow they'll get Big Ed on there.
Nobody wants to know about that, Dustin. Likes to the regular programming.
Oh, I would watch my new big penis. Oh man, before we go on too far, man, and we get too much into the show, what do you got going on? You want to plug your channel or anything?
Right now I'm just focusing on a collaboration between me and a Russian musician by the name of Nick, and it's going to be an EP. It's mostly done. I'm just going to have it mixed in like May, and but right now I'm not promoting it because it's like not done yet. I don't have much to plug. I'm just glad to be here, you know. It's about the company. Yeah, it's about the vibes, you know.
So I got to ask you something, man. For those of you in our Discord, you might recognize Ian as Sheriff Ian. who is the sheriff of our Discord. He was brought in as our Discord began going to grow. Most people hire a bunch of mods, and then what you end up with is a bunch of neckbeards with a power trip that's just like blocking people and keep people from entering, and it makes it a horror show. So I didn't want to do that. But then I also didn't want to have to get my own hands dirty and start blocking people for being assholes. And so out of the blue, Ian was appointed sheriff while what was his name? The dreaming guy. We're not even going to say his name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Robin Fink's number one stan.
Yeah, but he also liked Slash a lot for some reason, like on a different account. Like he was playing both sides.
Was it a Bizarro?
I don't know. I don't know. Like it's some deep mental illness that I'm not equipped to explain.
Okay, I think
going on.
I'll tell you something that's been that had happened before all of that. You know the rabbi, guitar rabbi? He made an AI deepfake of an interview with Robin Fink and Eddie Trunk, where Robin Fink says, "I didn't have anything to do with the general. General, I don't know anything about this. Don't ask me, because that was long after I was gone. And, you know, I heard Slash had wrote some stuff for it, but why would I change that? Because you don't mess with perfection," you know, shit like that.
Yeah, just to troll this guy back.
Yeah. And then he set it up to premiere, and then in the chat in the premiere, there were like 50 Keep Dreaming accounts that had popped up, because I had made this bizarro Keep Dreaming thing.
And there's one that spoke in reverse.
Yeah.
There's one in Espanol.
Yeah, Keep Dreaming in Espanol, where they would just copy whatever he said and reply it in Spanish.
It's like a great like rallying moment for like everyone in the Discord. We're all just like, fuck this one guy. We're like, ruin his life.
Brings people together, you know?
Up until the point people started doxing him in the Discord. And then I had to kind of, that was the first time I kind of had to get my hands dirty, was to stop people from putting his info out there. Because it's like, make fun of this guy all day long. He's asking for it. But don't, like, dox this guy. And then they found out, like, he flirted with, like, little kids or some bullshit. I don't know what the whole story was.
Yeah. Wasn't his whole, like, YouTube channel just, like, anime, like, MVs?
That's it. Soap operas.
Yo, and soap operas, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. But he quickly, when they started doxing him and the internet started interneting, it became clear that he was not a desirable person for our community, and he had to go. So that's why Sheriff Ian was appointed in the first place. And I don't think you've had to kick just too many people yet.
No. I think I end up kicking Skylar? No, he left on his own volition, yeah. Yeah, so he's like a recurring figure from the old War Room Discord. And yeah, he's, I don't even remember that much of what he's done, honestly, because I don't give a shit about the kind of people who went in the War Room.
Right.
It's a bunch of dumb drama. Like, I remember some of the highlights, but outside of that, particularly bad behavior, but outside of that, it's like a bunch of petty bullshit. And my number one pet peeve is the kind of people who would complain about, like, one of the top mods from that Discord. His name was Billy. And, like, I was kind of friends with him, but I, at the same time, like, I disapproved a lot of what he did and said and shit. But the kinds of people who make it, like, who first thing they do when they enter a Discord is complain about, like, him, even though, like, going through my DM histories, I think his accounts are like gone or whatever. Like the kinds of people who make it their mission to talk about him and bitch about him are like the worst people imaginable. Most absolutely insane. You know, they'll just, they have a mental illness that really needs to be looked at, and they really need to like go touch grass, you know, go outside, like meet people, do something nice, productive, you know, and not don't drag your shit into our community. So yeah,
what we're gonna start, okay, and I'm just announcing this right now, we're actually looking for you guys out there listening to fund it. If you want to donate some money, it's the Get Discord Trolls Laid program. It's like a charity program. So what we do is it's a nonprofit that Caputo and I, and we're starting with Ian, of course, and you donate your money to us, and then we find these people off of Discord, and we send prostitutes to their house so that they can, of whatever variety they prefer, we'll send 5 or 6 different ones to cover the whole spectrum. And, you know, that way they can have a good choice. And then maybe if they get some kind of sexual touch, they will learn how to be normal on a Discord. And I think this is going to really solve the internet's problems, because once we've launched this, we can use this for Facebook. That's a big one. We might even be able to revive Facebook with this new idea.
No, we're reviving MySpace.
That's
yeah,
big promise.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. We send you got your racist grandpa that's over there posting Trump shit. We'll send a Mexican lady over there and change his mind. This has the potential to change the world. And like Steve Jobs said, only the people that are crazy enough to think they could change the world are the ones that actually do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the idea I present to you that's crazy enough to change the world. I can't wait to get on Shark Tank and pitch this.
This would be very smart. Like, you could send, like, imagine sending a bunch of trans girls to people's to, like, have to, like, be with somebody, you know, not even for sex, just like to, like, talk about things, you know, just like have a nice evening. Obviously, she needs to have a gun on her, because, like, if somebody tries to, like, hurt her or something, you know, she has to be able to defend herself. But yeah, it'd be fucking nice just to have, like, you know, somebody there to talk with those guys, because that's really, I think, what's at the core. You know, they just need somebody.
I don't know what it is.
Not necessarily for sexual pleasure, you know, just to, like, talk about, like, their shitty childhood experiences and how, like, nobody wants to be friends with them, or, you know, something like that.
Oh yeah, whatever helps you get out of mom's basement at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're, like, a billionaire and your mom's basement is, like, the size of a millionaire's mansion. Pool house that's, like,
10 feet from your backyard. Yeah. And you're renting out the cabana to some other poor bastard for, like, $3,000 a month.
Yeah, then in that case, I've got bad news. There ain't nothing better than that.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter how I stay there.
Okay, good play. This is a great idea, honestly. It's like the Make-A-Wish for, like, virgins.
I know, right? It's like the Make-A-Wish for Discord trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, sex workers get their cut. You know, everybody's happy. Nobody loses.
I think we may have came up with something revolutionary, fellas,
today on
this show. I think we are the true leaders of the free world, the three of us right now. We are.
Yeah.
That's what we are. Yeah. Well, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the shit that we missed while we were gone. But just for the fun of it, even though it's not the name of the segment, I'm going to play this intro so I can go grab my nicotine pouches.
Rock and roll. Oh, there we go. I heard it from a mile away.
All I could think when I saw that animation was, poor Saudi Arabia. You know, they got hit by the beam straight on.
that was intentional.
They'll survive. They have enough oil and trillions of money dollars to survive. A lot of things. They'll just buy, like, the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, forget the fact that the world is, like, burning and falling apart. You know, it's really Saudi Arabia that needs to survive in times like these.
Yeah, they're going to buy a Super Bowl. That's it. You
know, right.
Probably watching the Super Bowl at, like, 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, no. No. It'd be a cold day in hell. There would be a riot.
This is not a thing I will be participating in. This is a disgusting American tradition. I'm not engaged in. I take no sides.
Oh, heartbreak.
I will say I unequivocally hate all sports equally, regardless in which way they're participated in or watched. You will go to the guillotine. All the big NBA stars will be guillotine executed, and you will like it. That is my utopia.
All the NBA.
Yeah.
Why just the NBA?
Not just the NBA, you know, but okay, listen, you have to be creative with each sports association, right? You can guillotine the NBA players, you waterboard or / drown the NHL players, and don't even get me started on like the major league baseball.
I would think
those guys have something coming for them, you know.
Okay, see, I would think you would waterboard the Olympic swimmers and guillotine the hockey players.
Why?
Because the hockey players are the only ones that actually have blades, and a guillotine's a blade. Your Olympic swimmers have water. I would think with like basketball, you would stone them to death, like throw shit at them.
That would be like trying to kill a vampire with blood. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you try to drown a swimmer? That's the one person it's very hard to drown.
Waterboarding is not drowning. Have you ever been waterboarded?
It's kind of like drowning. Like, it simulates drowning.
Oh, it does.
Based on a lot of accounts, yeah.
It fucking
and also
sucks.
Like a blade to a hockey player. Hockey players live by the blade, you know. They have a special immunity to it.
I wonder if I can find. I'll dig into my archives and see if I still have it. My old radio show where I got waterboarded in an episode.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't think YouTube takes kindly to snuff films, but you know, you can try. Give it a shot.
Well, it would probably just be audio anyway, yeah. But no, literally, we laid down on the desk. They put a towel under my head to catch the water. And I think I lasted maybe 10 seconds, but I was like, whoa, that sucked way more than I thought it was gonna. But yeah, it's pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, so if we get taken down, we'll off to Rumble we go. So
very patriotic of you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You went through the process that a lot of Gitmo prisoners go through, and you know I respect that. You know,
I'll tell you, Chinese water torture is probably the most fucked up one. Have you heard of that?
No, let me know. Tell me.
Okay, so what they do is they tie you up so you can't move, and they basically bound you from your neck all the way to your body, so you can't move from this one spot, and then they lay you down on a table or on a bed or whatever. Make you comfortable, and then they drop water, like drip, 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 right between your eyes. And it doesn't sound that bad, mm-hmm. But that shit gets old. Like you, and then they leave you for like 8 or 9 hours, maybe days on end with this just drip, drip, a steady drip, one drop at a time. Of water in your face, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Now, like I said, it doesn't sound all that bad, but that shit would get old fucking quick. I think that's probably the meanest one because it's psychological.
Yeah, right. You're torturing a person into their insanity.
Yeah.
But my personal favorite would be the Chinese bamboo torture, where you essentially... you get impaled by a bunch of bamboo sprouts as they grow under you. Like, ooh. They sit you down, they plant bamboo sprouts under your ass, and they grow through your body slowly.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. It's pretty impressive and gruesome. I would say more gruesome, because I can conceive of somebody, perhaps even myself, who can like weather the insanity of getting a drip feed of water onto their face, you know? You could figure out a way to drown it out, but you cannot drown out the feeling of a bamboo sprout piercing your butt cheek.
How fast does bamboo grow? That's what I want to know.
Like, slow enough that it constitutes like a considerable method of torture.
Hmm. Oh, that is fucked up. I've never heard of that before, but that is fucked up. Anyway... speaking of, let's get off of this fucked up subject, okay? Yeah. Let's talk about something a little bit more happy. First off, we want to say rest in peace to O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. The internet fucking away. Clowned on you, but it was hilarious, and we all had a good laugh in your name.
He's in a better place, though.
Do you think O.J. really did it?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You think so?
Have you seen like the books that he was trying? I don't know if they actually came out. If I did it. And every time, like, the if in the title is slightly obscured, so it just looks like I did it.
Yeah.
So just judging, just based on that, you know, you could reasonably say that, yeah, he did it. He's also, like, the guiltiest man, like, in terms of behavior on Earth.
Yeah. So. I mean, I don't know. They obviously had reasonable doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what that was, but I'm going to tell you, man, as much, something had to be, and I don't know, I don't think it was just the glove. It's been a long time since I've watched the trial, but there are people that blame that OJ getting off with the Rodney King thing, how that had happened like a couple of years before and those cops all got acquitted.
Well, yeah, the LA riots, yeah.
Yeah, and so people were thinking that that had something to do with impacting the decision. I don't know. I feel like that's a stretch.
It is. I think so.
Even in the 90s. But anyway, he's riding that white Bronco in the sky right now. Yeah. O.J. Simpson.
Probably.
No more. Who knows? What are we going to do for more famous philosopher quotes? Or pseudo philosophy now that OJ's dead. His Twitter account provided us with so much joy of reading this and laughing because we know it's OJ Simpson writing it.
I mean, we could just use like John Cena's Twitter account. The guy just posts like random fucking quotes every day and he follows everyone back.
John Cena!
I mean, it was either him or who else like posts random shit on Twitter? Oh, fuck.
Ronnie Munn.
Everybody, like, that's the whole point of Twitter, right?
Do you ever follow Ronnie? You should follow Ronnie Munn because all he does is retweet nudes. So if you're a titty, fan, Ronnie Munn. Dude, I followed one of my, I'm not going to say who, but it's one of my favorite artists that I listen to. And his Twitter is private, so I had to hunt it down. And I said, fuck it. He's not going to approve it anyway. So I sent a follow request. And then sure enough, he approved it. And I was like, oh, cool. So, you know, I was allowed to follow him. And he didn't have a lot of followers either. But I was allowed to follow him. And so I got on there. I was kind of looking at all the stuff he'd posted, some of the stuff I'd missed since I didn't even know he had a Twitter. And then I looked. It was like, oh, well, he follows a few people. So I thought it would lead me to more members of the band. Nah, my homie likes his porn, man.
Yeah, that's a burner account if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
First well, name bunch of numbers.
It had the little check mark.
Oh, well, he paid for the X Plus or whatever, you know.
Yeah. We missed Izzy Stradlin's birthday. That was on the 8th. That's another thing we missed.
Happy belated birthday.
And what's this rumor I'm hearing about Duff McKagan, Axl Rose, Elton John, Zach Starkey of The Who, that they've been working on a song together since like 2011 or some shit?
Yeah, I don't know. I think someone posted some famous musician person posted something on Instagram that I guess they were in the studio with like Slash, Axl, and Duff. I don't know, doing some like cover. I heard it was like a T-Rex song or something, where they were like. Or for someone else, oh, I don't remember, but because like I just heard like the caption of this post, I'm just like, this looks like a long ass paragraph. Yeah. And I'm like, this is just one run on sentence because no one actually like types properly anymore.
I know, and, like, dude, that mind, pisses me off so
like,
bad.
Oh my god, I feel like an old man. Like we're, dude, so much. Like oh, I hate run on sentences.
Put periods. I want to say I know that I'm guilty of it, but I don't read my own shit, so it don't bother me.
Yeah,
you all need to be the one correcting your grammar for when I have to read it.
Noted.
But yeah, do you think that'll ever see the light of day or not?
Who knows? I don't know. I mean, speaking of Axl, didn't we see him randomly at like a gas station 30 minutes from his house?
Dude, I'm gonna tell you. Speaking of Axl, I saw today somebody posted in our Twitter where somebody had followed Axl home. And took a picture of him
or something,
behind the gate. Oh shit, Mike's here. What up, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, they followed him home and then took a picture of him behind the gate. But the first thing that I thought was funny was how like Betta's holding the umbrella for Axl. Like I was like, yeah, I'm glad she's back to doing what she's good at.
Do you think that's him?
Like, I don't know. If it is, man,
that could be anybody. Did you see the pics? They're so ridiculously blurry.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
No, but I know that's Betta. That looks like better.
Hold on, I gotta pull up the pictures again.
And I feel like I've seen those pants before.
I think that's better. I'm pretty sure that's better in that picture. But either fucking way, dude, don't follow the man home and trying to fucking, dude, that's fucked up. Going to people's houses is fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
Don't harass him, the man in the grocery store. No wonder he hates fans. Like, man's just trying to buy some milk and Ovaltine, and your ass is over here wanting to take a picture with.
Yeah, like, you saw those pictures where, like, those people at the gas station. Looks like he wants to, like, fuck off and go home.
Yes!
Like, fuck these people. Oh, unless that's just, like, his, like, resting face nowadays. I don't know. But, I mean, like, we didn't see photos, like, when they're on tour last year, you know, where he's, like, you know, drinking the beer and surrounded by, like, these hot chicks. Of course he's got a smile on his face then.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's hot chicks. We all would. But the thing that pisses me off about the gas station thing, homie stopped in for like 5 minutes to try to get himself a laxative and some fucking Red Bull, and all of a sudden these people are like interrupting his shopping trip to try to like fuck with him, and it's like, yeah, dude, I get it. I that would piss me off.
Yeah,
it's like, get the fuck out of here. I came up in this gas station to buy some dick pills because I can't afford Viagra, okay? So get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere.
The worst part is that you have, like, a whole cavalcade of dipshits who will, like, justify it by saying, oh, but they're a public figure, so, you know, they should be ready for this kind of thing, you know? Yeah. They're, like, a public figure, so they kind of belong, like, in their minds, they belong to the public, as in, like, the public can do anything to them and they just have to take it.
Okay, see, I think that's a separating the art from the artist. I think at some point the art does belong to the public in a way. Not in a sense of where they make money off of it, but in a sense of where, like, to me, I love Star Wars.
I agree. I fully agree, yeah.
I have a headcanon of Star Wars. That's not how things go, but the movies don't prove wrong the shit that I've got going on in my head. That is mine. That is my enjoyment. That is what I take from it. George Lucas is over here, and he's, like, waiting in line to try to get in the bathroom and take a shit. I'm not going to hold him up when the door opens so that I can have a quick picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's fucked up to do to somebody. Like, people need to treat these guys like fucking people first, and go into their fucking house and screaming at them through the gate. That I would be embarrassed to put that on the internet that I did that if it was me.
Yeah, I'd be very curious to know what sort of, like, what kind of mind, like, does that and can then, like, sleep at night, you know?
Yeah. I do want to say real quick before we get on to our final topic that I've got written down for shit that we missed. The Tournament of Awesome conclusion is coming up today. You guys have, I'm going to give you about 10 more minutes. If you haven't already voted, go to YouTube and go to the community tab and vote in the Tournament of Awesome. The final round, the winner will be revealed, and there's a twist. So, Mike, I know you're watching because you're in the chat. So be sure if you're watching live, there's a twist that you're gonna want in on.
Ooh, what a twist.
But before we get to that, like I said, about 10 minutes, so we'll say 6:45. At 6:45 Central Time, the voting will be closed, and we will reveal the winner of the Tournament of Awesome. And we're going to be revealing the twist that you're going to want to be here for. Mike says Betta should have paid for the gas and pump it, and then Axel should have left her there. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, here's a few bucks. You can take the bus home.
Who's going to clean his pool then? Fernando's too busy fucking jerking off in the basement to monkey porn to do
his too busy not trying to get sued by a photographer.
Yeah. And the last thing that I have listed on shit we didn't talk about while we were gone on our vacation is Slash has officially released the song Oh Well featuring Chris Stapleton.
But your boy is... We reviewed that way before it got released.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be like 2 weeks till it came out. I thought it was coming out. We thought when we taped that, because we actually taped it 3 weeks before it came out, and we thought that when we taped it that, this song will be out by the time we publish this episode. It won't matter. And then lo and behold, our review came out.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 weeks before the motherfucking song did. So
damn.
Yeah, it was a good thing I was listening to Sirius XM that day. Happened to catch it. So yeah, if you want to hear what our thoughts are, head over to Shotcast Saturday. It's the actually the last one that we've done at this point. So, well, what'd you do during spring break, Chris?
What did I do? I don't know. I was basically just binge watching a bunch of shows. I was like going through like the early 2000s of like Adult Swim. So I was watching like, there was like Space Ghost,
Squidbillies,
Harvey Birdman. I've seen a bit of Squidbillies. I haven't seen the full thing, but like Harvey Birdman was some funny shit.
I could watch Squidbillies all day.
I've seen like the first season of Squidbillies. It's pretty funny. I don't know, I'm an Aqua Teen Hunger Force guy, so like I always go back.
Yeah. Yeah, Aqua Teen's going. My favorite one is the, you know, I saw this cord plugged into my house here, and then I saw your house glowing like the freaking sun. So I put two and two together there, and I figured out that you're really starting to piss me off.
Yeah, I think any time when the Moon and Knights are there is just so funny.
Oh, Moon and Knights.
We're from the moon. Yeah, the moon, bitch. Here's our quad laser, and he's just like, it just like goes like this.
And then he's like, he's giving the finger, and it's just
like, I hope they can see this. I'm really trying hard. And they're like all outside the Earth's orbit.
It's like the most unoffensive middle finger, the way they're animated.
Like, yeah, it's like they're like Atari fucking graphics.
Do you remember when they put the Moonanites, like they made the Moonanites giving the finger, and they hung them all over New York City for a
the Boston commercial? Thing.
A Boston. Yeah. And then everybody thought it was a bomb.
Yeah, because I was looking at the movie that was coming out, and then there's like, oh no, their LED is like a bomb scare. And did dude, that cost them $2 million.
And how do you think it's a bomb? It's literally a little fucking pixelated man giving the finger. Like, I don't know how you would know.
I guess like, you know, 6 years or so after, you know, like 9/11, there was like still that whole like, you know, even especially that was still like the middle of the whole Iraq war and everything. Everyone's probably on like high alert about anything back then in America, especially.
A couple of years later, they released T-shirts, or at least I don't know if they put them out officially, but I saw somebody with a T-shirt that had the Moonanite giving the finger on it, and it said "Never Forget," and it had the day of the Boston bomb scare, and then on the back it says "Remember, if it's not an American flag, it's probably a bomb."
That's fucking amazing.
Oh yeah. Man.
That really sums up the attitude of America at the time. You know, how black Mark.
Yeah.
What do you say about Mark? Rips off the shirt.
What'd you say, brother?
Oh, dude, Easter came along, and I think I sent this to you, Chris, but somebody sent me something on Easter that I just thought was the funniest thing in the world. So, if you're a wrestling fan and you know about Hulk Hogan, there's the famous Hulk Hogan doesn't like to lose to people story. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, they'll be laying out a match where Hogan has to lose, and his famous quote is, "That don't work for me, brother."
Yeah, as he strokes his mustache.
Yeah, "That don't work for me, brother." So somebody sent me on Easter. I can't remember, or I would give them credit, but I know I forwarded it to Chris. On Easter, somebody sent me a meme of Jesus coming out of the tomb, and then they imposed Hulk Hogan's face over Jesus's face, and then they wrote on it, "That don't work for me, brother."
Yeah, only Hulk Hogan will know self-death at 3.1.
But anyway, happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah. Don't believe it, brother. Hulkamania never dies, brother.
Any special April Fool's things that you guys experienced or fell for?
I didn't fall for anything because I was on the lookout for it. On our April Fool's Day episode, if you listen to the audio version of our podcast, nothing seemed aloof. But if you watch the video version throughout the duration of the episode, it does a perfect 360 spin, the video does, and it takes the whole episode to complete the rotation.
Yeah. So you'll be watching like this.
Yeah.
And then somehow your neck breaks, but that's not our fault.
And then in the background, we put the Jeff with the spirally eyes.
Yeah, as the Jeff gift. Intro.
Yeah. That just—it was like 3 seconds of a GIF that just constantly repeated. So, at one point when we're perfectly sideways, you can see Jeff with his crazy eyes, in there.
It's but, pretty creative.
That was all we did. This, I think, the best one we ever got. Speaking of Jeff, a few years ago, we actually got Jeff because he messaged us. It's like, dude, your episodes just fucking got cut off, and it's like some. So what I'd done was I found this old show called the Jack Benny Program, and it was one of those old talk shows from like the 50s that's now in the public domain, where like none of the jokes are funny anymore because human beings as a whole, our sense of humor has changed so much that we don't even get the jokes, and the style of comedy is just not funny. And so it opens up with me and Chris talking about how our special guest today is Slash, and we're really ecstatic to have Slash here. And it's like, how you doing, Slash? And you hear Slash say, oh, I'm doing good, I'm just hanging out. And then we hit the intro, and when we come back, it's the Jack Benny Program for the next hour and a half.
Dude, we got so many people with that. I swear to God, like,
yeah,
like family and friends were like, oh, congrats, man. I'm like, yeah, take a listen. And like one of my friends was like, fuck you, I hate you, don't talk to me. Like, I didn't see him for like 3 days after that. I'm like, oh, man. You know, like, so so geez, like, you fuck you, man. Why are you gonna fucking play me like this?
Well, it's funny because I found one of those Zoom interviews with Slash, and that's where I got the bit of I'm not doing nothing, just hanging out, you know, so we could tease it for a minute because that's what we would normally do. Like when we had Aga from Wigwam on here, we opened the show with him doing a station ID for us, and. You know, like we would have done, if that would have happened, I can't tell you what the fuck we'd have done, because we never even asked, because we pretty much were sure the answer would have been, fuck off, kid.
Yeah.
But,
or no comment, or he just sent us, like, here's my recent post on Instagram of snakes and titties. There you go. Put that in your station ID, bitch.
Yeah, we've got a few in mind. Like, we plan them, like, a year away, and then by the time it comes around, we forget. That's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, but you know, it be what it be.
It do what it do.
Well, the fun is in making them, right? Not necessarily the pranking necessarily, you know?
It's just
it's the anticipation.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't want to piss off. As we weren't as, like, I don't think we're just huge now, but like nowadays people would get pissed off and unsubscribe if you tricked them. Mm-hmm. And we don't want
right.
We don't want that.
Always got to cater to them.
Yeah.
Please don't leave.
And if you're watching now, please don't leave, because we're about to play a game in just a minute. But right now you have, oh, no, it's 6:45.
Hell 6:45
on the dot.
All right.
So it is time for us to do the big reveal. Let's roll over. I don't even know who won yet.
Let's see.
Live.
Well, if there is a tie, I will cast my vote in there. So.
Oh, you haven't voted yet?
I don't think I have. I'll do. Shit, can you extend
this
for 30 seconds?
Are you
going to
rig the election? What are you doing?
Yeah.
If there's a tie, I will withdraw my vote. And then we will fix it. I don't remember what I voted for, though. There's not a tie. It's irrelevant. Ladies and gentlemen, with only 53% of the votes.
Tight ass race.
Oh, my God. The winner of the 2024 Tournament of Awesome is Finding Money.
Hell yeah. That's the one I voted for.
All right. Finding Money is the winner. And now it is time for the twist. Yay! That's
well,
right.
Actually, it didn't win at all.
So, if mac and cheese would have won, I seriously have a box of Kraft mac and cheese that I purchased, or $5, because that's usually about what you find. It's usually like a fiver laying on the street.
Or
so we're gonna send $5 to the first person that claims it in the chat. Mike Blakesley, you better get the fuck up in there since you're the last person
still watching.
So be the first to get up in our chat and claim it, and then we'll get with you after the show and get your Cash App info, and we'll shoot you $5.
Yeah, or we'll just give you a month free of Patreon.
I don't know how to do that, though.
Oh, well, guess what? We'll give you the $5, but you have to spend it on our Patreon. It's only fair.
Just shoot me your Cash App. I don't care. You can buy Coke with it for all I care. I don't know. Can you buy Coke on Cash App? The Coke dealers take Cash App these days.
Who knows? Yeah, bro, Venmo me for the dime.
Yeah, man. I need to buy a dime bag of Coke.
Yeah, what's your Venmo, bro?
What's your Venmo?
Oh, bro, yeah,
the way I know payment providers, it's slim pickings, but you know, maybe.
You know what's funny though? Like, I'm 100% sure there's no such thing as a dime bag of Coke, and I'm showing how little I know about drugs right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys got to the end of the episode to claim it, and so if somebody claims it while we're still live, we'll put it up on the thing, and you guys can get $5 just found for watching the show. That was the twist. We gave it to a listener. So with that, it is time for us to play a game, and I promised you guys you were going to like this game. We have played this game only twice in the show. Last time, Ian, you know, you kind of had a disadvantage there with the porn, or was it porn or shitty movie that you did with us?
Yeah.
That's right.
But I think you're both going to be an advantage, because we're Kiss fans. We've said on the show, Chris and I are Kiss fans, and Ian has said he's a Kiss fan, but Ian makes his own music, too. And the last time we played this game, Caputo played against Matt Manzella.
Ooh.
And I think Matt might have won that one. I don't remember. Go look in the archives. But this is the third time we have ever played in 5 years the drums game.
Oh, shit.
This game.
The drums game. Now, let me explain how this works for those of you who don't know. The drums game is where I'm going to play you a clip of a song that is only the drum track. And then you got to guess what song it is. So the way it's going to work is the player that when it's your turn to select, you know, you'll get to listen first. If you get it wrong, the other person gets a chance to steal and make up the points. I'm going to flip my can of Zen. And Ian, why don't you call it, heads or tails?
Heads.
It's heads.
Ooh, hell yeah, let's go.
All right, so Ian, you get to go first. So these are all going to be Kiss songs. We did Guns N' Roses, then we did AC/DC, and now we're doing Kiss. So let me get our first clip up for you here. Background audio, I understand. No copyrighted shit, wink. Where's the fucking drums game? Oh, here it is. Never mind. You gotta love live radio. Okay, here we go. This is the first drums track.
Okay, that's easy.
All right, you ready? You ready to guess?
Yes.
What do you think this one is?
It is Love Gun.
All right, Chris, would you like to also make a guess? And if Ian is wrong, then you can steal.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm pretty sure it's Love Gun. So.
Okay, so you're going to agree with him. So, yeah. All right. With that, let's reveal the answer. Yes, it was Love Gun. Was the first song in the drums game. You won it. You didn't even have to have the whole 30 seconds. So that's pretty impressive, man. So Ian gets a point. And there's going to be 7 of these. So
wow. Okay.
Well, I needed an odd number. And then it was one of those things I was like, you know, I can't. Anyway, it's Chris's turn. So, Chris, you get to guess on this one. But Ian, keep listening, because if he gets it wrong, you'll get a chance to steal. All right, this one might be a little bit harder. I don't know. Let's find out. Remember, it's a Kiss song, okay?
All right.
Got a little nothing air for a couple of seconds.
Here, pause that.
All right, you ready to make a guess?
The closest thing I can think of is Detroit Rock City.
All right. Ian, do you have a different idea?
It's the same. I would go for the exact same, especially the last bit gave it away, I think.
Okay, so with that, let's go ahead and let's get the background audio ready for the reveal. And here we go. What was the answer? It was Detroit Rock City. All right, so yeah, we can avoid getting flagged maybe for a minute if I go ahead and just turn it off. Oh man, you guys are 1-1. Oh, Mike has responded. He says, thanks guys, but I'm probably the only person with no Cash App. Give it to Jeff for a couple of beers. All right, you know what? I think at least I can do is I can throw this up for you and let you know that Jeff is very grateful for your damn. I went through every logo we have except the right one. Just now. All right, well, Ian, it is now time for your next one. Let's see. We're getting the background audio ready for it right now. I don't know, man. This one might be a little bit harder than the last one. Let's see what we got. Oh.
Harder, eh? All right.
All right. Do you want to make a guess?
Yes, it's Rock and Roll All Night. Come on.
I don't know, man. Let's find out. Chris, do you have a steel gift?
Same thing here, man. I think me and I and Chad, like, saw new at the same time. Just click. I was like, yeah, that's Rock and Roll All Night.
Oh no, I don't know. It's a little bit harder. Okay.
Yes, it was Rock and Roll All Night.
It seems like we know Peter Criss better than Peter Criss himself.
You know, this is the most points ever scored in a drums game. This is the known to be the hardest game that we play on here. But the Kiss version is actually doing better than you guys are doing better in this one than anybody did on the AC/DC or GNR versions.
So. I think I remember the GNR one that we did in the first season. I remember then again I was against maybe, I guess, lesser competition then, but I remember killing that one.
So. Yeah. I think the drums game is the only bit we do that predates COVID.
So. Oh yeah. Did that.
Okay, Caputo, you're up next. All right. Now this ought to be a really hard one, so pay close attention.
Alrighty.
All right,
pause.
You ready to make a guess?
Sounds very disco to me, so I'm gonna say I Was Made for Loving You.
All right, Ian, do you have a steel guess?
Chris is absolutely correct. I will be going with the same.
All right, what number was this? Number 4. All right, let me get the answer loaded up here. And that's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I Was Made for Loving You is correct. All right, so now, Ian, it is your turn, I believe. Yes, Ian gets the odd numbers, that's right. So let's get track number 5 of the drums game pulled up. And let's see if you can guess what song this is. Restarted because it's only 30 seconds of the drums. Oh,
we finally got a tough one. Holy shit,
this is tough because the drums are programmed, they're not the actual track.
I think it's the track, isn't it?
No, it's not Tempe. It's no disrespect to whoever made this, but it's very low quality drone programming. So there's no way that's real.
Yeah, it's probably not good isolation.
My best guess is Strutter, but I don't know any better.
Chris, what are you thinking?
It sounds like something from the first album. I don't know if it's Strutter. It sounds like, what's that one song? Oh, I think it's Kissing Time, I think, is one of the ones from the first album. I'm going to go with that.
All right, I'm going to hit play and let's see.
No way! I got it! Oh my god!
The answer was Strutter.
Wow.
Holy shit! Fuck, yeah. I'm such a god. I swear to god.
Damn.
This is just what I needed at 2 a.m. in the morning.
I'm going to tell you, what you needed, the trick with this one, I'm going to crank it back up for just a second, because the trick to getting this one, I felt like, was this.
The open fill.
That, yeah,
but
yeah.
It cut off. It like the audio doesn't come in clear, so it's hard to tell like where the beats land. So yeah, that threw me off. But yeah, the intro would have been easy. That's true.
Well, Chris, it is your turn. This is a tight game, man. So far, shit. Every answer, somebody has gotten every one of them correct so far. So this is the tightest game of the drums game we've ever had. And it's time for, Chris, this is your last one. Then I'm going to make you guys Final Jeopardy. You got something to write with to write your answer down?
Oh, yeah, I could find some here.
Okay, then we'll Final Jeopardy question 7 if Chris gets this one right, and we have to do a tiebreaker. That way we can make it fair, and you'd both just write something down, you know, and we'll reveal at the same time. All right, so Chris, this is your next track.
Just the same beat. Already.
I was gonna say, I'm like, it sounds like 4 different Kiss songs.
It's easy. You have lost this one. I'm getting the points on this one.
Oh. I'm trying to like do like a process of elimination here.
Would you like a replay?
No.
If Ian agrees to let me replay,
I would also agree to give him a hint. If that is allowed.
If you think you know what it is, I will let you give the hint. That way, if your hint is incorrect or one way or the other, I can't. Because I didn't write any hints down. That would be...
All right. So the intro to the song is just drums and vocals.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
The rest of the instruments come in later.
Hmm.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, there goes like most of my thoughts. I was going to like say crazy, crazy nice, but I'm like, no, I can't be it because there's guitar in that intro now.
Crazy Nights has a more complex drum beat. This is a very simple, straightforward beat.
Yeah. Fuck.
Would you like the replay?
Fuck it. Yeah.
Not for long, because I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. Damn it. I was gonna say, oh yeah, it's just drums and vocals. It can't be fucking Beth, so that's off the table.
Okay, hang on. I'm gonna play.
Does Beth even have drums?
No, I almost did that as a joke to put in Beth, and it's just gonna be us being quiet.
Genius. Should have done it.
Oh man, I don't know. Fuck.
Such a good bit.
Name a random Kiss song, Chris. If you don't know, just make a wild guess.
Okay, it's not Crazy Nights. It's definitely not War Machine. Why was I thinking of I Like It Loud? But that's too slow paced, that one.
That's a whole different beat.
Nah, yeah, that's, I don't know. Why am I thinking of Creatures of the Night for some reason?
is it from Creatures of the Night? Hold on, let me check. Because I might tell you that it is. Hold on.
Oh,
I'm not saying one way or the other because, one, I don't know, and two, I do know the answer to the question, so I don't want to be unfair in this. What about you guys, chat?
All right.
Mike Blakesley says he's introducing the band. Yeah, that's not... You know what? This would be a good track to play, just this drum beat. While I was like, on my left.
Yeah, honestly, I already know I'm wrong, but I'm just gonna say Crazy Nights. Whatever.
This would be a good song to go into after they've introduced the band. Like, on my left, we got this guy. On my right, we got...
To the
right,
it's my best friend. Train that out.
Yeah. And then you play, and then you go ahead and play this song.
Yeah.
So you said it is off of Crazy Nights?
No.
Or it's not?
Wait, is it? No, I can't. No, I was gonna say, it's not Lick It Up either. Fuck that.
Lick It Up would have been a better guess, I would say. But
yeah,
I
know
don't think that's right.
I don't think it's right either. Because, like, wait a minute, there's a guitar in there.
It's got a faster hi-hat rhythm. This is like straight 1, 2, 3, 4. That would be more like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We do need a final guess, Chris.
Whatever. We'll let's go Lick It Up then. I'm wrong, but I'm just going to say Lick It Up.
That's a good guess.
What are you going to say, Ian, for the steal?
Do You Love Me?
Oh,
do you love
son
me?
Of a bitch.
Okay.
Wait, that starts with a guitar riff in there. Oh, man.
Okay, so this is answer number 6. Here we go.
No! No way! Holy shit!
I'm sorry, man. I really thought you knew it until you said, no way, it's not Lick It Up. And then I was like... Oh man, it was all I could do to hold it in.
Holy shit, what a catch.
That's like one of the more popular ones. I was like,
yeah.
People love this song for some reason, even though it's literally about like the stupidest shit ever.
How is that not the drum beat to Do You Love Me? You know, that's like
got it's like similar,
very...
yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. It does very similar.
Now that you say it, I hear it in my head. Like, but
yeah, because that's why I'm thinking like if it's like 80s Kiss, they went like very basic in the 80s. So like everything's you know, like all that.
Right. I'm very ashamed.
Okay, fellas. All right. I'm going to ask that you both grab something to write with, preferably a magic marker, because it will show up the best on screen. Because at this point, we're going to do a tiebreaker. So,
all right.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to play the entire 30-second track. And while it is playing, you guys will get to be writing. And once the track ends, I'll go to Ian first for the reveal. And then I'll go to Chris for his reveal. And we might still have a fucking tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
Or we might still have a tie. So I don't know. This might be the first time the drums game has ever ended in a tie. I know this is the first time it's ever come down to the last song to get to determine who's the winner. Because this is a notoriously hard game, I guess, unless it's the Kiss. So, all right. With that, I'm going to share your final clue and be ready to write down because you'll have 30 seconds to write your answer while it's playing. So, let's go to number... Oh, no. We don't want to play the answer. We want to play the question. Here we go. All right, hang on. I'm going to stop that because it was not loud enough. And we're going to go... There we go. That is 30 seconds for all of you people playing along at home. We hope you're doing well also. Ian, what did you write down? What is your
I did answer? Not write down anything, so...
Oh.
Ooh.
You got nothing? You want to make a quick guess?
Yeah, can we just play it again?
I don't know. Does Chris agree with that?
Well, that's fair. We played the one again last time, so for me, okay. It's only fair. One free replay.
All right, I will replay it one more time. Let me get it loaded back up here. Has an idea.
All right, stop it. Let's show our answers.
Okay, Ian, what do you have for your answer? Rock bottom. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good guess. Chris, what do you have for your answer?
I went with shout it out loud.
Shout it out loud.
Ah, damn it. That would have been it. Fuck.
Tambourine, that first second, like, fuck, I was like, what woke me? I was like,
it sounds like the bit from Rock and Roll All Night also.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it kind of does, doesn't it? Anyway, let's play the answer clip and let's find out who won the
game. We already know
who
won. Yeah.
It was shouted out loud.
Oh, yeah,
Chris
congratulations
Caputo.
For Paul Stanley. You just won that game.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Just want to say, you know, just because I'm retired, I still like girls, okay?
Oh, yeah, I do like girls. Yeah. And, you know, like especially muscular girls that have really deep voices.
Also, my avatar, they're going to theme 4 years like girls. So.
Oh, see, Mike figured out the game. Alexa, what beat is that? I had to make sure she didn't start talking just now. Oh, man. Well, Chris, you're the winner of the third drums game. Drums Game Kiss Edition.
God damn, I made a comeback right there.
I know, man. Like the last time I put you up against, and I put you up against some, when we play this game, it's always against somebody that makes their own music. So
except
it's never.
Time.
What was, who was it against the first time?
Oh, yeah, the third, or old Third Man Dan.
Ah, 3MD.
Yeah.
We're a three man band. I forget that it's been so long since he's been on the show.
Yeah, shout out to Dan with the Famicom. So check his stuff out, guys. Do
I still talk to him regularly?
Oh yeah, he's in our Discord here and there. So
I think I talked to him this past week, actually. But with that, folks, it's now time for us to come in like a wrecking ball, and we're going to listen to. I think it's time. Did we do the Tournament of Awesome?
We already did that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all caught up. Okay, time for wrecking ball, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoy it. Fucking better yet, I hope I enjoy it. Better not be no bullshit fucking Duff McKagan. It's better
come
be
on,
fucking
Duff.
Good. So far, it's not sounding promising. I'm going to be honest with you. Anybody want to guess what song this is?
Well, we already said the title already, so can't guess that.
Wouldn't it be some shit if we hit play and it's literally a cover of I Came In Like a Wrecking Ball, but I don't know.
Yeah, like 6 years before like the actual Miley Cyrus version happened.
Yeah.
Well, I did see the lyrics, so it definitely isn't, so spoilers.
No. Oh. I don't remember the Miley Cyrus song being particularly bad.
No, that was a pretty good one. That whole album first was pretty good, actually, too.
I thought he said red tums blow.
Really? Okay, then I got the wrong lyrics here. Then. What the hell?
I was about to say, because you know, like you're getting a tum. Like, did you ever be like with your grandma or something? She's like, you want some candy? And she reaches in her purse and pulls out a tums. And they're like that off-colored pink or blue or something.
Yeah.
It's a red Tom, Susan. I need some candy. Dig in your purse and see what you can find. Grandma purse candy. That's what a Tom says.
Pretty much.
I'm learning so much.
Come on, man. You never had any grandma purse candy in your life?
No, no. Like my both my grandmothers don't have any like candy around like that. They usually make like pastries.
Okay, so the word candy is very loosely used.
Usually loosed,
you tell them on my third beer. The word candy is a very...
Well, it's loose. Hard candy that you're talking about, right? Yeah.
Purse
None
candy.
None of my grandmoms.
It's always like Sirs, Tums, or Tic Tacs, or Rolades.
Okay, Tic Tacs are awesome, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, I agree. Mementos are better, just saying.
Heresy.
Mementos fresh and full of life, man.
Keep playing. It'll make me forget. It's been right out of you. Ain't too hard to see. You're planning to leave.
You wear that smile while you're lying. Susan's planning to leave, and she's smiling because she knows what she's going to get out of this divorce. She's laughing the whole way to the fucking bank.
Half the rights of the 33% of the Library of GNR.
Most people are somber and sad on their divorce day. I know I sure was.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I was pretty fucking happy. But I was pretending, okay? I was like, I really hope you have a really good life and that everything goes well for you. And this is just an awful thing. I wish we could have. And but in my head, I'm like, hey, fucking bitch, I can't wait till you're gone. I'm going to be fucking tonight. As soon as we're done signing this paper, I'm getting laid.
And you can get laid even before that if you don't particularly care about your relationship. It's not like the government is going to track you down for having an affair.
We were living in separate houses. And I'm going off of not like I tell them on the show like I've been divorced 40 times. I've only been divorced in real life once, but don't tell Caputo that because he thinks I'm a ladies' man. So it's just between you and me.
Okay,
I don't want to break his heart.
He didn't hear anything.
But anyway,
lyrics here.
But we were living apart about a year before because you know you start the process and then it goes to the legal courts and everything. It's not like a week-long process. It's like a year-long because then they got to get you in. And then I had a girlfriend. Actually, I'd had a girlfriend. Then we broke up, and I had another girlfriend. And I was on my second girlfriend by the time the divorce actually happened. And
Damn,
was it second or third? Well, okay. I when I got let off the chain, I did get a little irresponsible with my sexing. And I may have had like a roster, rotating cast, depending on the day.
Oh, God.
Hey, I've been married for a long time. We hadn't sex in like 2 years.
You sound like those douchebags on Ketis to the VIP.
Oh, no, dude. I was making dick appointments like a doctor, like when I first got divorced. But I'm going to tell you, man, the day we signed those papers, she first served me the papers on Christmas, trying to ruin my Christmas, and then I made sure to get a picture of me smiling by the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how mom, like, when you're little and you're opening your gifts, mom wants to take a present with you and or take a picture of you and all your presents when Santa Claus left you? I wanted a picture of me sitting in the floor like a little kid on Christmas holding up my divorce papers, and... That's my favorite photo from that year on Christmas. She thought she was hurting me, and she was making my day. But man, I was so happy that bitch was gone.
All right, onward.
Do what?
Onward the song.
Onward, yeah. Onward and forward. Oh, we normally wait a little while to let Chris read some lyrics. Did you find them? Were you able to find them?
Yeah, so fuck genius. You gave me the wrong lyrics. I had to find another site with the right ones. So there we go.
This sounds a lot like Velvet Revolver, doesn't it? Especially with the backing vocals.
Velvet Revolver sucked.
A little bit, yeah. This is from 2011. This is well after Velvet Revolver.
I don't know, dude. I'm kind of hating this. I'll be honest with you.
I mean, it's okay. We'll see how the second verse and chorus hit.
We're about a fourth of the way through. I'm not gonna start cementing my judgment yet. But why don't you read us some lyrics? So maybe. Because sometimes I have a hard time understanding the why thing on the next ball shot.
All right. Red turns blue. The anger burns in you.
One face, two face, red face, blue face.
I know. Something he's talking about the Matrix here, you know.
It was from my favorite book that Susan reads now when I go to bed, you know. It's called One Fish, Two Fish, or something like that. I'm not good with numbers. Dr. Seuss is my favorite author. I'm a very well-read man. I like reading novels. My favorite novel is probably Fox and Socks, maybe Cat in the Hat. Those are some of my favorite novels.
Oh, my God. Stupid Duff, read the lyrics. God.
Green Eggs and Ham is a really good novel that I think deserved a Pulitzer Prize. It really impacted my mental. Hang on. Mike says, holding divorce papers on Christmas by the tree. Now, that's classic. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mike. Proceed, and I will try to stop interrupting with my stupid Duff impression.
All right. Red turns blue. The anger burns in you. When spoken true, it spills right out of you. Ain't
it
too hard to
out of you.
You're planning like to leave.
Like that time I spilled my SpaghettiOs when I was going to the microwave.
Are you going to shut up with your fucking alphabet soup, Duff?
I need a Duff McKagan graphic to cover my face. Yeah, let's go on. Move forward. Go on.
Okay. Yeah, when spoken true, it spills right out of you. Ain't too hard to see, you're planning to leave. You wear that smile while you're lying. If you're leaving again, and then I think for the next...
If you do leave, Susan, if you could go to Chuck E. Cheese and get me some pizza, I would really appreciate it. Way back.
In brackets, you're just a wrecking ball. And if you're talking to him, you're just a wrecking ball. I will destroy it all. You're just a wrecking ball. No one can make me crawl.
That's right. I saw Susan. The inspiration for this song was I saw Susan and she was like talking to another man. So I destroyed my Lego house that I built.
No one can make him crawl to the window, to the wall, to the sweat.
So the sweat drops down my balls.
Yes.
I need to know who in this scenario is the wrecking ball. Because he says, I'm going to wreck it all. So it kind of suggests... So the first few lines of the chorus suggest that she's the wrecking ball because like she's wrecking his life and his emotions and blah, blah, blah. But then he says, I'm going to destroy it all, suggesting that he's actually the wrecking ball.
Yeah, I guess if you're talking to him, I will destroy it all.
So
maybe let's see what the second verse has for us. Maybe it'll be something a little more intelligible.
Yeah, I guess Duff loves his toxic relationships. I don't know.
Oh yeah, who would have thought he's the Taylor Swift?
You know, sipping the tea like Kermit the Frog. You know, give me all the drama.
That's none of my business.
Yeah.
Well, that would be spilling the tea, actually.
Ah, oh, fair yeah. point. Now this part sounds like Velvet Revolver. You guys get all that? Did that make any fucking sense? Because I didn't understand the fucking word he said just now.
No.
That's why we got Chris here. Hang on. Let's get past this course here. That's the fire alarm going off in the background is what that babe was. Because I forgot that I had my dino nuggies in the microwave. And... anyway.
All right. So second verse, yeah. And if I quit right now, you can ride it out. And if I should fall, you could have it all. As it stands right now, it is my call. You cannot stall, I'll fucking wreck it all. Yes, he
does. You know, that does remind me of a serious story. It's something that happened with Citizen once. I was in my playroom, and I was playing with my action figures. And then I colored a picture, and I really liked it. And I was running downstairs to show it to Susan, and then I slipped and I fell on one of my Hot Wheels cars. And then Susan had to put a Band-Aid on my knee because I scraped my knee really bad.
God, baby.
I was like, oh no, Susan, I fell and I scraped my knee. It was very nice.
Kiss him better, Thala. It's my boo.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Didn't that, like, that sounded like David Bowie towards, like, the start of the verse a little bit.
That's Caputo would have to comment on that. I'm not a Bowie fan.
I don't know. I don't know that much Bowie either, but, like, kind of.
Maybe somebody in the chat can attest and back me up here.
Mason Frost would be able to tell you one way or the other, so be looking for that in Discord when he listens to this episode. You guys don't like Bowie? It's not that I don't like him, I just don't know a lot of his
stuff. I just haven't really dug that much deep into his discography. So, like, I know some of his stuff, but I don't know. For me, digging deep into a discography, you gotta give me, like, at least 3 days to a week. So I gotta really digest every fucking song in an album.
I got deep into a discography once. It was Kids Bop. That was my favorite.
Oh, wow. I was a discography.
Yeah. I like to play my bass guitar when I listen to Kids Bop. It's my favorite thing ever.
Do Kids Bop ever do a Guns N' Roses song? Because, I mean, that's the next big thing.
Yeah, sure.
You know? Yeah, you know, we have this gonna... Child of Mine, Child of book. You know, we got this Child of Mine, the children singing it.
We actually, you know, Guns N' Roses did sign a contract to let Kids Bop do a Guns N' Roses song. It's going to be on the next album. They're doing Absurd.
Oh, you know what? I want to hear the Kids Bop version of Chinese Democracy or Shackler's Revenge. Is she kidding?
Corn Shucker.
That's the one I want to hear. Did I show you like my alternate Kids Bop version of Corn Checker? Okay, did you see it?
Oh okay, my god, are you serious?
I'm gonna post it on Discord for all to see.
Oh, it's just like
I posted it in a different GNR Discord, and everybody fucking loved it.
So you made a Kids Bop version of Corn Checker?
Oh,
yeah, the lyrics, obviously.
Not just the lyrics. I thought you might have like recorded it and then somehow modified it. With AI, there's no need to hire these fucking kids anymore.
I would never stoop so low.
I would.
Those machine fuckers can go burn in hell as far as I'm concerned.
I would use AI to make a Kids Bop version of My Neck, My Back. what else? I don't know. Something wildly inappropriate. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's listen to some of the shitty song out of the way. All right, awesome. I thought we would have like a guitar solo or something by now. I thought we would change the direction a little bit, but I guess not.
This is him moaning about a chick. Yeah, we're wrecking down.
God damn it, Susan. You think like, so you know our version of Duff McKagan that's like stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Like she's actually fucking some other guy and he found out and that's what the song's about.
Seems like it.
Creative talk.
Yeah. And the wind blew the rest away. All right. That was Wrecking Ball by Loaded. I was looking in Discord, but I didn't see. Did you send it to me privately or something?
No, I didn't. I couldn't find it. Or I've been looking. It's okay.
The way you do your remixes of Guns N' Roses songs, I feel like that would be a good project for you. That powerful, electric, badass, whatever it's called, genre of thing that you do with your music. You should do that with Corn Shucker.
I could never. It's just got like a different vibe, you know. If I did it my way, it would like really strip it of its really stupid, like vulgar energy, because I can't do that, you know.
I don't know. I think it would give it even more stupid vulgar, because it's like, she's a Corn Shucker, like how you did our song. It's not absurd, that kind of voice. She's a Corn Shucker, rip my fuck. Watch my dick with your baby, pop fuck.
Okay, all right, okay. I posted the altered lyrics on Discord. There we go.
Do you want to read these, or do you want me to? Why don't you read them? Let's hear them from Maya, since you wrote this.
All right.
The kids bought version of Corn Shucker.
Let me go. My heart is full of love for you. I want to get right next to you. 1, 2, 3. She's a born lover. There ain't no other. Gotta wash my hands, be polite to her mother. She's a born lover. There ain't no other. Walk together from school right after class. Please give me a dime, said I'm in a rush. When I heard her laugh, it made me blush. 2 weeks later, I met her again. At the country fair, had a great time then. So if you meet someone special, better treat them good, because it'll bring you joy. It's well understood. She's a born lover. There ain't no other. Gotta wash my hands, be polite to her mother. She's a born lover. There ain't no other. Walk together from school right after class.
Said you never had sushi before. We can all.
I don't know how that part goes in the song, so I'm not going to do it, but yeah. That's a little bridge part, and then the chorus restarts.
Oh man, we gotta we gotta give you the old.
That's fucking
good. Thank you. I wrote this up amazing. God knows when. Yeah, like a year ago. I didn't know what I was on, but yeah.
Weed.
Marijuana.
Remember when I used to have the marijuana button on the show?
Yeah,
I missed the marijuana
just spam
button.
The fuck out of it.
Yeah, marijuana. It's just Paul Harvey, because Paul Harvey. I don't know if you ever heard. Do you guys have Paul Harvey down there?
No, I don't think so. No, I never heard of Paul Harvey. It was like a radio guy or like some.
It's a radio show. The rest of the I'm Paul Harvey, and this is the rest of the story. It was like a 15-minute radio show that came on every day, and so the way he says marijuana, I literally just took a clip of him saying marijuana. And when we would talk about weed, I would spam the hell out of that butt. Marijuana, marijuana, marijuana. Anyway, let's talk about the song of the day. Let's give our final reviews. Normally, I would let Ian go first since he's the guest, but I want to get mine over with. I give it a 1. This fucking thing sucked. All right, who's next? Ian, you want to go next?
Yeah. I would like to give the song some points, some credit, if you will, for not being like some silly ass punk as I would expect Duff to make. So I don't know. I'd go with like a 3, I guess. It's fine. It's not the worst thing ever, but yeah.
Okay. So you liked it a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Chris?
You're there. I don't know. I feel like it's, I don't know, it doesn't really warrant a 1, because like it didn't really like. I wasn't offended by it. It didn't like make me want to like cut off my ears Van Gogh style. Oh, what's up, Jeff? It's not like one of those things where it's like, God, turn it off, please. It's just there. It's just like, it was all right. It was just there. It existed. So that's why I'm going to go with the 2. I don't have much of anything else to say to this. Maybe I have to like give it a better listen. But on a first listen right now, it's a 2. I don't think I can go any higher than that.
That's our average.
All right, but what did you think? Let us know in the comment section below if you're watching on YouTube. Oh, wait a minute. We've already got somebody here. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
Got my 2 squad.
Got a 2.
Yeah, Mike Blakesley says it's a 2 also. Everybody else, if you're listening to the audio version, head over to gunsandradio.com and get your free invite into our Discord to carry on the conversation. But alas, fellas, it is that time of the show where we would need to spin that wheel to find out what song we're going to be checking out next week on Guns and Radio. Shall we do that now? What do you guys say?
Hey, we spin that wheel. See what's coming up.
Spin that wheel.
Woo! Here we go.
Sweet child o' mine.
Whoa! No
way. There it is.
How has that not been covered yet?
I called it.
Yeah, well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Sweet Child of Mine next week on Guns and Radio. We have not covered it yet.
We're covering a Billboard number one hit here next week. That's pretty fucking crazy.
I know, man. It's gonna be a really it's gonna be a really good episode, sounds like.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe you guys haven't covered it yet, you know?
Yeah, we tried to like not do like Appetite like right off the get the bat, because like that's an album that's like very appreciated and people will definitely want to hear like thoughts and opinions on.
Well, when we first started, we only did Guns N' Roses songs for like the first month.
Yeah.
Then we added in all this solo shit from Izzy, Duff, Slash, and Axl, even, and Steven. And so even it really Steven. Padded it out. Yeah, but Sweet Child of Mine, one of the biggest Guns N' Roses hits, is going to be our topic of the episode next week. So it's finally happening. Happening.
We're covering one of the big five. This one's hit a billion on Spotify and on YouTube, so.
Oh, wow. See, we've got some in the wheel right now. Like, November Rain is still floating around in there.
Yeah.
That's
the last one of the trilogy, of the Illusion trilogy.
Yeah. So we've got several big ones floating around in there, but then we've also got one. We've only got one that I'm dreading right now. One in a million.
Yeah.
So, I'm really fucking dreading.
You got rid of My World, thankfully.
That's going to be interesting.
Curious, yeah, My World was our season finale last year. But anyway, folks, come back next week for Sweet Child of Mine. See that episode. We're going to be reviewing that. And be sure to come back on Saturday for Shotcast Saturday. I want to say thank you to Ian for being here today, man. And,
thanks for having me.
Guys, go give him some love. Go look him up on Bandcamp and pay for his shit, man. Be good to the man.
Stream it on Spotify, wherever you.
Yeah. And, of course, and then, of course, always, if you just want to hear his beautiful voice, every episode we play the theme song that he made for us. So, you know, that's pretty cool, too. Anyway, I'm Dustin Bones.
And I'm Chris Caputo, guys. We'll see you Saturday for Shotcast Saturday. Next week, another big one, 282, it's Sweet Child of Mine.
Woo! Yeah, anyway, go home.
Peace!
Show's over. Get out. Bye, everybody. Good night.